AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO is proud to bring you the Rick Chamberlain Show, presented by Bud Light, live from Milano's Pizza, Subs, and Taps. Creating delicious memories since 1969 on Brown Street near the University of Dayton campus. The Rick Chamberlain Show is brought to you by Bud Light. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Premier Health is proud to be the official healthcare provider for UD Athletics. Learn more at premierhealth.com/sportsmed. Flyer Spirit, the university-owned student-staff destination for authentic Dayton Flyers gear. Hashtag Flyer Spirit. And by University of Dayton Athletics, combining student athletes and fans of championship caliber. Now, here's the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin, and University of Dayton football coach, Rick Chamberlain.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Milano's here on Brown Street. And where did the time go? It's our last Rick Chamberlain show of this Flyer football season. Although there is football left to be played, the Dayton Flyers coming off a bye week will have their home finale this coming Saturday against Morehead State. The season finale is a week from Saturday, when they play at Jacksonville. A week from tonight, we shift gears to the Anthony Grant Show. Talking Flyer basketball, Coach Chamberlain will be a part of that as we'll be coming your way live from Frickers on Woodman Drive. But here tonight, it's all football. It's all here at Milano's, and a very unique show tonight because obviously we don't have a game to recap from last week. We will take a look at Morehead State. We do have student athletes, but we've got two guys who have yet to set foot on the field. Two names that you've never heard of, but Coach, I had to give them a little grief because the bar's been set high. I believe every time that we have brought in a couple of guys off scout team to be on the Rick Chamberlain Show, they've gone on to be all PFL players.
All CFL players, that's exactly right. And I think these two young men are with us tonight. Cameron and Joe are going to be outstanding players for us. And as you said, there's a standard there. Adam Troutman was on this show 3 years ago there.
Chris Hagan
was on this show, just one after another. And I think it just shows you the quality of people and the talent we have on this team, in which we got these young men as freshmen running our scouts, running the opponent's offense and defense, getting their feet wet in college football, and then growing from there and becoming all-league performers.
Well, we're going to get a very unique perspective from both of our student-athletes here tonight. We alluded to them, wide receiver Cameron Specht out of Cincinnati St. Xavier, also defensive end Joe Durham out of Fenwick High School in Middletown. We'll talk to them here coming up in just a bit. But before that, let's get into you had the week off. Yeah. And I tell you what, you came into the week off a very good performance, a solid performance, a win over a rival. What did that victory over Butler do to fuel an off week of preparation?
As a coach, when you look at your bye week, especially this late in the season, you know how important it is to win that game before the bye week. Because as you just said, Larry, the fuel. And that's what exactly it did. We had a really good game against Butler, a very hard-fought, intense game that the guys really felt good about and how they performed. And so then we had our meetings on Sunday there. And then Monday and Tuesday they had off. They did some weightlifting on Monday there. But then we got back into it on Wednesday and got to go out and do some fundamentals. But you could feel the energy, you could feel the players, and Joe and Cam could probably speak about this later, but you could feel there was a good feeling going on. Thursday, we were going to go back out and be a more physical practice, but that's when all that rain came through. So all we could do was stay indoors, do some walkthroughs, but we still had a productive evening there. Then Friday and Saturday, we started on Morehead. Saturday morning is when we practice, and I really thought that was the best practice of the whole week. The guys were really into it. They were locked in. There was a lot of emotion, a lot of good feeling going on, and scout teams were outstanding for us that day. So it was a great way to finish up the week, Larry, on a high note, as we now get into our game week preparation.
So everything's kind of normal now. Yes. Moving forward.
Yes. they had today off. This is their normal day off that the NCAA mandates. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday will be game week preparation, game week practice on Tuesday and Wednesday, full pads. Thursday will be just helmets and shoulder pads. It's mainly team and kicking. Do our walkthroughs on Friday, and then play the game on Saturday.
We're going to take a step aside from both the preparation for Moorhead and looking at Moorhead and a chance to get to know these two freshman members of this football team to talk about a Flyer alum who we lost over the weekend. Dan Tobey was an outstanding safety for Dayton football and then went on to a great coaching career in his own right at the high school level here locally. Died on Saturday. He had been battling brain cancer. Dan, Mark, Brad, Todd, all four brothers playing football at the University of Dayton. It may sound cliche, but they may be the first family of Dayton Flyer football.
Most certainly. Dan was the first. Dan was the first one to come. Then Mark followed, then Brad, and then Todd, like you said. And we always joked around. We had 16, 17 years of Tobey's on the team there. And what an impact they made, starting with Dan. Dan was a captain. Dan was an all-league performer. Dan was just a football player, great leader. And then Mark came along. He was a captain and just an intense football player that has carried on that intensity as our strength coach. The influence that the Tobey family's had on this football program is greater than anybody, any family, any one individual, and just what they were able to do for our program and get it to the success. And then Brad Tobey came along, and he was a captain. And the interesting thing was all four of them were safeties. I mean, all four of them were safeties. Three of the four were captains. Todd was not a captain, but Todd was a player for us on special teams and as a safety there. And they were such a good family. They were just that blue-collar family that just knew what it took to be successful. They worked at it. Just and competitive, Larry, oh, my goodness. Those brothers, they were competitors. And Tobey, the thing I found out was on Thanksgiving, they had the Tobey run in which they would compete against each other in race in a mile. They would run against each other. That was a tradition. That's just that family. They were just so true blue to Dayton, and he's going to be missed. He really is, not just by the Dayton community, but all the lives he touched as a coach, as a teacher. That Tobey family in the Marion local community, it's a sad, sad loss for everybody.
You know, and the Tobeys, Dan leading the way, coming out of Marion local, and the footprint that made helped make for Dayton football in that part of the state. Yeah. How valuable has that been moving forward?
I tell you, they talk about the MAC, in which Marion Local, Coldwater, St. Henry, all those schools right there in that outstanding conference. And all at once you get people like the Tobeys coming to the University of Dayton, that opens eyes because they were outstanding football players at Marion there. And so that just helped open a door for other players to come here, like Kevin Hoying, who eventually ended up being at the University of Dayton. From Coldwater there, so it was not just their playing ability that made our program so good. It was just them telling others within that community what their experiences were like at the University of Dayton, and people hearing that from the Tobeys meant something, and that helped us.
I have the occasion every summer to go up and play in the Wally Post Open in at the Mercer County Elks, and the impression that the University of Dayton has made on that part of the state is so significant. And I know it's due in large part to people like the Tobeys and Kevin, and we could go on with all the guys who've come out of God's country.
God's country.
To come down and play at the University of Dayton. Again, the services for Dan will be at St. John's in Coldwater with the Mass on Wednesday morning and visitation tomorrow. We're going to be talking about what's ahead for this week for the senior day for this Dayton football team, but we're also going to talk to two freshmen. Yeah, these guys are brand new, and that's all coming up. We continue. The Rick Chamberlain Show, we are live at Milano's here on Brown Street.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Now the three big things you need to know. The top stories we're following this hour. The husband of a missing Riverside woman is now a person of interest in her disappearance. A lawsuit filed in federal court by the parents of an 11-year-old girl who committed suicide because of alleged bullying. And President Trump hitting the campaign trail hard on Election Day Eve, including a stop in Ohio. You're never more than 15 minutes from Dayton's top stories. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO Continuing News.
Did you know that in Dayton there is a financial and strategic advisory firm that provides both advice and execution for their clients? It's true, and they're in their second decade of serving the Miami Valley. They are MLA Companies, and you can find out more about them at mlacompanies.com or by calling 937-222-3622. Make sure to ask about their trademark value implementation process. MLA Companies. Financial wisdom. Transformative action. Trusted advisors.
Maytag and Logan Master Appliance will help you stand up to messes with a Maytag brand kitchen suite that's engineered to resist fingerprints, so stainless steel keeps looking stainless. The easy-to-clean, fingerprint-resistant stainless steel finish keeps your kitchen looking as good on the outside as it works on the inside. See store for full details and qualified models. Logan Master Appliance. When service matters, call the masters.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Dilly Dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Premier Health is proud to be the official healthcare provider for UD Athletics. As the official sports medicine provider for 42 area schools, we treat more student-athletes than anyone else in the region. From injury prevention, treatment, and sports performance, our team of board-certified sports medicine and orthopedic physicians, athletic trainers, and rehabilitation specialists offer a comprehensive program focused on the goals of each athlete. To learn more or to find a Premier Health sports medicine specialist, visit premierhealth.com/sportsmed. Premier Health. Health, taking care to a higher level.
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO is part of the iHeartRadio Network. You can hear AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO anywhere, anyplace, anytime on your smartphone or any other device. It's easy and it's free. Just download the iHeartRadio app and look for WHIO in Dayton. Then you'll be able to hear us around the world. The station that the Miami Valley relies on for news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Heard everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Here's the thing about cut-rate health insurance. Sometimes what you think you're getting isn't at all what you get. CareSource is real health insurance. Our marketplace plans give you complete and affordable benefits. You don't have to worry about pre-existing conditions or limited coverage. So enroll or switch by December 15th with CareSource. Visit caresource.com/marketplace.
CareSource policies have exclusions, limitations, and reductions of benefits. Costs may vary based upon individual circumstances. For complete details of cost and coverage, visit CareSource.com.
Rain pushing into the Miami Valley as we head through the evening hours. Maybe a rumble or two of thunder as well, especially south tonight. Temperatures will hold in the mid-50s. We'll drop through the 50s late tomorrow as showers move out early. Gusty winds, though, in the afternoon. I'm Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell at the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station. AM 1290 at News 95.7 WHIO.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's Atlantic City Subs on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Here's Larry Hansgen.
Hey, welcome back here to the Rick Chamberlain Show. It's our final edition in this Flyer football season, and Milano's here on Brown Street. Dayton with its home finale coming up Saturday against Morehead State, coming off a bye week last week. And we'll get into the home finale, senior day, and all that. But what a change of gears, if you will, to go from talking about senior day to talking about with and about two true freshmen here at the University of Dayton. And joining us here tonight, two guys have been plugging away at scout team all season long. They've yet to see the field. Coach, I'm guessing they're not going to see the field Saturday. Maybe not. We'll it remains to be seen. But we've got wide receiver Cameron Specht out of Cincinnati and St. Xavier High School. And also we've got defensive end Joe Durham from Fenwick High School in Middletown. And so, Cameron, we'll start with you. I mentioned St. X in Cincinnati. Tell us about your high school career and what brought you to the University of Dayton.
So high school, I think the biggest thing about my high school career was my dad was actually my head coach. So the biggest thing was always being an extension of the coaching staff through him and just being the best I could be every day. And then I think what brought me here was just taking multiple visits to different schools and then finally deciding that this was by far the best fit for me.
Now, I'm always fascinated to talk to guys who went to St. X. And there have been a lot. There's a lot on this current Dayton football team. There have been a lot through the years. How many guys in your senior class? How many? Players. Football players.
So on the varsity team, there were probably 112, 110. There were probably 50 to 60 seniors on that team.
Okay. So, and the question I will ask you that I ask any St. X grad that I get a chance to talk to, all right, so you've got 50 to 60 seniors.
Right.
Those seniors are probably, I'm guessing, not seeing the field on a regular basis.
No, there's 20 that are.
Okay. So what is it about St. X football that makes those guys stay with it for 4 years to completion?
I think that the thing that all our coaches, our entire coaching staff, is that teaches us is that football is the ultimate team sport. And guys, me and Joe know, especially this year, that scout team isn't the best. You don't get all the glory, but we come out every day, every week, to make the guys across from us better. And the guys that go out on Friday nights that play the guys that go out on Friday night and play, they have as much of an impact on the team as the guys who aren't playing do. And I think those guys realize that, and they realize that they have a role on the team just like everybody else does.
I imagine with your dad there, I mean, he's had feedback through the years where guys come back and whether they played, they were players, but whether they saw the field or not, what type of things do they share that the experience has meant to them in just building them as people beyond just football?
Right. And I think that's the biggest thing with having 50 seniors on that team. You become really close with all those guys, and you get to build good relationships with those guys. And I think the biggest thing, it's not about yourself. It's not just about you. It's not about your accolades or what you do. It's about the team and helping those guys or making those guys better and showing everybody that it's not just about you. It's about the whole program itself.
Okay, so we take that experience you had. You're looking around trying to figure out where you want to go to school,
right,
where you want to play football. What made this a good fit at the University of Dayton?
I think that I have the skill set to play at this level. When I took my visit, Coach Fox recruited me. I built a good relationship with Coach Fox. He was always awesome when we talked or when he came to visit. And then when I took my visit, I got to meet Coach Fillmore. Got to meet Coach Fillmore on my visit and made a good connection with Coach Fillmore, and that was awesome. And I think the campus itself. When you're coming to play football at a school, you're playing football, but you also got to love the school you're at or you're going to be miserable. And I think that on my visit, the campus, I loved everything about the campus. The community that UD talks about is real. That's shown throughout. And I just fell in love with the campus along with the football program.
All right. We're going to learn a lot more about Cameron Specht off the football field as well, in addition to the experiences he has had to date as a Dayton Flyer. But also we want to get to know a little bit more about Joe Durham, a defensive end, Fenwick High School,
yep,
out of Middletown. And tell us about your high school background. What brought you to the University of Dayton?
I was kind of like Cam. I was around the Fenwick High School football program since I was in like third grade. I had two brothers go through the program. I've been a water boy since I was in the third grade. So I played with my brother for a little bit my sophomore year when he was a senior. And then he went on to go to Davidson. And I was pretty big on Davidson. And I knew all the guys down there. It felt like a good fit. And then I got an offer from Dayton. I'm like, all right, I'll check this out. And so I came up here on my official visit. And it just kind of felt like home here. It was more about the guys on the team. I mean, the campus was great. I knew how great the campus was living so close. So the guys on the team really just made me feel like I was at home. The coaching staff made me feel really wanted. It was just it was a great fit for me up here.
Okay, so you chose not to follow your brother to Davidson. What was his reaction to that?
I think the whole family was a little surprised, honestly. But, they were all happy for me. They want the best for me. But there's definitely a big family rivalry now, for sure.
Okay. Now, there's a Fenwick guy on the team who's a senior, a fifth-year senior, the Andy Zuli Award winner of last year, Matt Tunnicliffe. Did he have any impact on you whatsoever? I mean, when you had your visit, was he a guy that showed you around, or is he just a, some old offensive guy that you don't have to deal with?
I came on my visit while the team was just getting back from winter break, so not the whole team was here, so sadly he wasn't up here. But seeing how successful he's been up here and how well the university has treated him definitely had an impact on my decision to come here.
All right. Remember these names, okay? Because it's uncanny that some of these guys that are on this show as scout team members as freshmen go on to do great things. Cameron Specht, wide receiver. Joe Durham, defensive end. And, again, we're going to hear more with them here coming up in the show. And, Coach, you get these two guys out of two very good programs. And both of them talked – when they talked about their programs, they didn't talk about, well, we had some episodic success or – we had tradition.
Yes.
How important is that to you in trying to then not build a Dayton tradition, but continue Dayton tradition?
It's very important, Larry. That's why we go to programs like Fenwick, like St. X, and I know Cam doesn't like to hear this, but Moeller and Elder, and St. Ed's and St. Ignatius. Those teams, they know how to win. They know what it takes, and to win for a long period of time. They're traditionally one of the best, some of the best teams in the state here. And so that way they know what the culture has to be like to win championships. And it's not like us bringing a group of freshmen. And there are some freshmen that aren't as fortunate to go to schools like these two young men that we have to train them. Okay, this is what you have to do if you're going to be successful here at the University of Dayton. But it is so comforting when you get two young men like Joe and Cam here that they know already what it's going to take for them over the next 4 years to continue the success at UD.
These two guys have not seen the field this year. They have done a lot of work Monday through Friday that has helped make this team succeed. When, you have to have a difficult conversation with a guy. At what point in time does that happen? Does the difficult conversation, does it actually begin before they even say, yeah, I want to be a Dayton Flyer?
Absolutely. One of the strong points about our program, we're honest with our players. We tell them that want them to come to the University of Dayton. But we tell them, hey, it's going to be very difficult to play as a freshman here just because of our retention and the quality and the talent that we have. We make that plan. If they're looking for a place where they can go and play right away, Dayton's not the place for them. We're going to play the best. We don't care if you're a freshman through a senior, and we got freshmen that are playing on our team. But majority of our freshmen will not play a lot. They'll be on scout team, and we tell that to them right away.
All right. More about what this first year has been like for Cameron Specht and Joe Durham. At the other end, what it's going to feel like for these Dayton seniors playing their final home game coming up Saturday. That's all to come. The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's on Brown Street.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 7:32. I'm Dave Daniels. Here are the three big things you need to know this hour. The husband of a missing Riverside woman is now a person of interest in her disappearance. A lawsuit filed in federal court by the parents of an 11-year-old girl who committed suicide because of alleged bullying. And our top story, President Trump hitting the campaign trail hard on Election Day Eve, including a stop in Ohio.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell. Rain arriving tonight. How long it sticks around and how long the mild temperatures stick around. My forecast coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic. Our roadways looking good around the Miami Valley right now. No major delays or accidents to tell you about. If you're headed westbound on Interstate 70 from 675 over to 75, that 13-mile drive is taking you just about 12 minutes. Our top story, less than 24 hours from the midterm elections.
This guy, Cordray, is a bad guy, not a good person. He's hurt a lot of people.
President Trump campaigning earlier today for gubernatorial candidate Mike DeWine in Cleveland.
Help us get this victory to keep Ohio growing, to keep Ohio moving.
DeWine making an appearance at Young's Dairy in Greene County right about now. The president moved on to Indiana and then Missouri. The parents of an 11-year-old triad student who made national news when she killed herself after allegedly being bullied at school are suing the district, 10 unnamed students, teachers, and school administrators. Bethany Thompson's parents filing that suit in federal court. Bethany committed suicide in 2016. The suit says she was left with a crooked smile after successful brain tumor surgery when she was 3 years old, and that made her the target of constant harassment by other students. In Greene County, some new information coming to light in the stabbing death of a 19-year-old Xenia woman.
21-year-old Tova Wallace Lee is facing a murder charge after Triana Tarver was found in a backyard with a stab wound to the chest and later died. Cops received at least three emergency calls about a fight at that home on East Church Street. Turns out that house belongs to Xenia City Councilman Edgar Wallace, and he was one of those who called 911.
WHIO's Ron Otto says Wallace Lee is being held on $200,000 bond and is scheduled to appear in court Thursday.
With local news every 15 minutes, this is WHIO Continuing News.
The husband of a missing Riverside woman is being named a person of interest in her disappearance.
Cheryl Coker went missing more than a month ago. Riverside police believe her husband, William Coker, was the last person with her inside their home. We spoke with William, who says he absolutely had nothing to do with his wife's disappearance. Riverside police told us it's standard procedure to investigate the spouse of a missing person.
News Center 7's Letitia Perry says Coker was last seen October 2nd after dropping off her daughter at Stebbins High School. Now with the most accurate and dependable forecast, here's Storm Center 7 Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell.
A rainy night in the forecast with a chance for a rumble or two of thunder. Also, the wind will be ramping up as we head through the night. Temperatures hold into the mid-50s. We'll stay in the mid-50s tomorrow before falling. We'll also have a chance for an early morning shower. Clouds break in the afternoon, but gusty winds up to 40 miles per hour possible during the day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar is showing light showers all over the Miami Valley right now. 54 degrees in Piqua, 54 in Springfield, and 56 degrees in Dayton at 735. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO Continuing News.
I'm Amy Arrett, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. It's very meaningful to me when I hear customers talk about how Madison Reed at-home hair color has changed their lives. Here's Vicki, one of our very first customers.
Coloring my own hair is easier than I ever imagined. The best part? I no longer have to sit in a salon and pay over $100 to have this done. Now I color it when it's convenient for me, and it takes less than an hour. People compliment me on how great my color is, and my hair is incredibly soft and healthy looking.
Experience beautiful, multidimensional, ammonia-free, salon-quality color for under $25. Join the hundreds of thousands of women who have tried and loved Madison Reed. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code TRUST. That's code TRUST. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
This is Clark Howard here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. You own an Amazon Echo? When you get home, tell Alexa to play WHIO.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's Atlantic City Subs on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Here's Larry Hansgen.
And welcome back here to the Rick Chamberlain Show. Welcome back to Milano's as the Dayton Flyer football season is heading down its final two games. The home finale is coming up Saturday against Morehead State. And then a week from Saturday, the regular season ends at Jacksonville. And Coach, you're sitting here at 4-5, and you know people can do the math. You need to win out in order to have that winning season. And I talked to a lot of the guys after the Butler game 2 weeks ago. When you know you were in that situation where that margin of error was gone, you had to win out. That being game one of a win out situation, and I thought your guys were appropriately focused on that. In that, you know, it was in their mind, but I don't think they were trying to win three games. I think they were trying to win one.
One, absolutely, and that's what we've been preaching, Larry. I mean, you don't want to be focused in on something that is down the road. You got to focus on what you're doing at that time. And plus, if you start putting pressure on yourself, you're going to start trying to do things that isn't going to work. And like you said, I thought our players really were locked into what we were trying to do against Butler, and now we have to do the same as we approach Morehead this week.
We'll talk more about Morehead coming up, but just briefly, what can you tell us about the Eagles to date?
The Eagles, what they are, a very high-powered offense. They're averaging between 85 to 90 plays a game. Fifth-year senior at quarterback and Lawson there and great receiver and Higaboth, who was all-league last year. They're fast-paced. They want to score as quickly as they can, snap the ball as quickly as they can. And watching the film, I think this may be their most athletic offense that they've had. And they've had good offenses throughout the year. And their defense started off well the last few weeks. I don't know if they're having injuries or whatever, but they've been giving up some points here. But an offense that they know how to score, and they score quickly.
You know, it seems to be the state of the PFL right now, in that you go top to bottom in league standings, and granted, there is separation between wins and losses, but all of a sudden, this has become a very offensive league that the first place team, the last place team, can both move the ball and can both put points on the board.
Put points on the board there, and our league right now, I was looking at it there, I think the top five teams in the conference are averaging over 30 points a game. Half the conference is averaging over 30 there. And total yardage and so forth, they're averaging over 400 yards a number. And I think that's just the skill and what offenses are able to do now. And as far as preparation throughout the off season and so forth, timing, that's the biggest thing is in offensive football is timing there with your running game, your passing game, all those things. And our league has some outstanding athletic receivers in the conference here, and so that's why they can get huge hunks of yardage in one time.
League began in 1993. Dayton has won more championships than anyone else in the league, but after early domination, the league has, for lack of a better term, catching up. I know Dayton fans are out there going, they're going, okay, what happened? What happened? Mm-hmm. All right, Coach, what happened?
What happened was the schools made a commitment to their football programs to get better. And we're proud of the fact that a number of them said we followed the Dayton pattern. We saw what Dayton was doing, the type of young men they were recruiting, the facilities that they had, the coaching staffs that they had, and they wanted to be the same. And that's exactly what has happened, Larry, is you take really the whole league, top to bottom, they've gotten better. Everybody has. And some teams have really gotten good over the last 10 years. And that's why I know San Diego's had the run here, but I always feel like in preseason poll, you got team one through team six. Any one of those teams could win the championship. And I think Stetson and I think Maris are great examples of that, because I think both of them were out of the top five in the preseason poll.
You know, I like a good trial attorney, I asked a question I already knew the answer to, because I can recall back in the mid and late 90s, literally watching teams watch. Dayton would travel someplace, and the opposing staff would sit with notepads and a pen and would watch everything everything the Flyers did. Would take notes about what the pregame warmups were like, how the team traveled, what they, you know, how they lined up, how they did calisthenics, all these types of things. So imitation is the highest form of flattery, they say. And so we have certainly seen that in the PFL. Getting back to the task at hand in the week ahead, and we're joined by two freshman members of this Dayton football team, wide receiver Cameron Specht out of Cincinnati, and also Joe Durham from Fenwick High School, a defensive end. And guys, it's been a long grind for you. And you've been putting in your time through the hot days of August and now scout team. And Joe, I'll address you first. What motivates you on a daily basis to go into that locker room, put on the stuff, and go out and practice?
Honestly, I think it's just the guys around you. You just don't want to let anyone down. We got a storied program. It's a big brotherhood. You want to go out there. You want to make your team as good as you can. I think everyone on the team understands their role, and our role right now is to get the starters prepared and get them better for the task ahead.
Cameron, as a scout team guy, what's game day for you? Is it not Saturday? When is it?
I'd say it's Tuesday through Thursday. Friday's our walkthrough day, but I'd say game day is Tuesday through Thursday. And that starts in the locker room with the guys around us. I mean, guys like Tim Simon and David Leishing are two starting safeties. I'm going against them most days in practice because they're covering the slot. But I want to see them do well because they're the guys going against me. If I did my job that week, they're going to have a good game. But, I mean, it starts in the locker room with those guys. They build great relationships with the underclassmen. All the upperclassmen are great to the younger guys. I know in the receiver room, guys like Kyle Butts, Ryan Skabinski, Matt Tunnicliffe, those guys are great to all the younger guys. And we want to see them do well, just because how great they are to us. And that start, and I think game days for us are Tuesday through Thursday.
You guys both are really expressing a very good attitude, okay? But Cameron, did you have a low point this season that, you know what, you just, someone needed to talk to you and say, come on, man, you can do it?
I mean, yeah, I think all the freshmen do that are on scout team. I mean, I think you hit week 6, 7, 8, you hit the middle of the season where Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays are grind, especially when you're going scout special teams. And I think Coach Lucky, he's our corners coach, I know for offense he runs our cards, and then he runs scout special teams, and he talks to us every day just about, guys, I know it's tough, I know you're going through a lot, but let's go, keep doing it. And he's been motivating us a bunch, and I think that's gotten us through some of the days.
Joe, can you recall an epiphany that you had this year where it was tough, but then you said something happened, or someone said something, or you did something, and it just got you over the hump?
I think there's a few older guys on our scout team as well, actually. One of them specifically, David DeSilvestro, he's always on us. You know, you start slacking a little bit, he's always there to hype you up. He's always hooting and hollering. So to have those guys on the scout team is always definitely helpful.
You know, and Rick, let's give those guys some props, because your scout team is not populated strictly by true freshmen.
Nope, because the numbers that we have of freshmen, we've got a few freshmen that are prepping, and so that then cuts down the number of guys that can actually run scouts, offense and defense. So some of our upperclassmen, sophomores, a junior, David DeSilvestro, sometimes he has to fill in for a DB down there. They never question. They never come into the office and say, Coach, why am I on scout team? Why? And they want to know how they can get better, but as far as making that commitment and doing what we ask of them, that role to play, they're all in. And that's what makes it so fun to coach at Dayton, Larry. It really is.
There's a group of Dayton Flyers that are going to play their final home game on Saturday. And then there's two that are just getting started. We're going to talk more to them and more about those seniors when we continue the Rick Chamberlain Show live at Milano's here on Brown Street.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Now the three big things you need to know. The top stories we're following this hour. Rain and falling temperatures are headed for the Miami Valley this week. A lawsuit is filed in federal court by the parents of an 11-year-old girl who committed suicide because of alleged bullying. And President Trump hitting the campaign trail hard on Election Day Eve, including a stop in Ohio. You're never more than 15 minutes from Dayton's top stories. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO Continuing News.
You put in your time. You paid your dues. Now don't settle for basic Medicare coverage. With CareSource Medicare Advantage, you'll never worry about whether you have all the important benefits you need.
Don't worry.
This is the peace of mind you've been waiting for.
Be happy.
CareSource Medicare Advantage has great features, even comprehensive dental and fitness benefits. And thanks to affordable fixed copays, there are no monthly surprises, and best of all,
don't worry, be happy. Now.
No worries. Take advantage of hospital, doctor, dental, vision, prescription drug, and hearing coverage in one convenient package. Our comprehensive dental coverage includes dentures, root canals, and crowns.
Don't worry, be happy.
This is so much more than basic Medicare. To learn more, visit caresource.com/Medicare Advantage. Enroll through December 7th.
CareSource is an HMO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in CareSource Advantage, zero premium HMO, CareSource Advantage HMO, and CareSource Advantage Plus HMO. Depends on contract renewal.
Frickers is the home for incredible value.
Monday,
boneless frickin' chicken wings.
Tuesday,
traditional frickin' chicken wings.
Wednesday,
sirloin steak dinner.
And Thursday,
frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers is also ready to handle your graduation party or large catering order. Frickers takes the worry out of what's for lunch, dinner, or late night. Everyday values are at only one place. The home for fun, food, sports, and spirits is also the home for everyday values. Frickers.
Hello, it is I, thine king. Today, I speaketh on behalf of Bud Light and the most sacred of traditions, the tailgate. In my days as a collegiate liege, I hosted the very first tailgate in yon woods. We didn't have coolers or sports. We were basically just in the woods. But we had Bud Light, so a tailgate it was. Anyway, I invite you to continue my legacy and enjoy Bud Light courtesy of me at your tailgate. Also courtesy of me. Dilly dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Did you know that in Dayton there is a financial and strategic advisory firm that provides both advice and execution for their clients? It's true, and they're in their second decade of serving the Miami Valley. They are MLA Companies, and you can find out more about them at mlacompanies.com or by calling 937-222-3622. Make sure to ask about their trademark value implementation process. MLA Companies. Financial wisdom, transformative action, trusted advisors.
Maytag and Logan Master Appliance will help you stand up to messes with a Maytag brand kitchen suite that's engineered to resist fingerprints, so stainless steel keeps looking stainless. The easy-to-clean, fingerprint-resistant stainless steel finish keeps your kitchen looking as good on the outside as it works on the inside. See store for full details and qualified models. Logan Master Appliance. When service matters, call the masters.
Rain pushing into the Miami Valley as we head through the evening hours. Maybe a rumble or two of thunder as well, especially south tonight. Temperatures will hold in the mid-50s. We'll drop through the 50s late tomorrow as showers move out early. Gusty winds, though, in the afternoon. I'm Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell at the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's Atlantic City Subs on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Here's Larry Hansgen.
Hey, welcome back to Milano's and welcome back to our final edition of the Rick Chamberlain Show this Flyer football season. Dayton with two games left. The home finale is coming up Saturday at home against Morehead State at 1 o'clock. And then the road finale a week from that at Jacksonville. More coming up on that. But right now, as we mentioned, we've got two freshman members of the Dayton Flyer football team with us tonight. Cameron Specht is a wide receiver out of Cincinnati St. Xavier High School. And we're going to talk non-football stuff now, Cameron. All what's right. Your major at the University of Dayton, if in fact you've decided on one?
I'm a marketing major.
Okay. Now, do you have an inkling of what you might want to do?
I'm thinking medical sales somewhere down the line, but that could change at any time.
All right. So you've got a very small sample to work with as far as classes at the University of Dayton. Probably most of the classes that you're taking right now, you probably wouldn't have chosen them if you had the option.
Exactly.
Okay. So given that menu, what's the best class you've taken so far at UD?
I'd say that's a tough one. Probably my business class. I have a really good business class where we have a guest speaker come in a lot of the time, talk to us. So that's a good class.
What's the one that you're just counting the days until it's over?
Probably my history class.
All right. So if you're not counting the days until history ends, and if you're not in the weight room, the practice field, what's Cameron Speck do for fun and relaxation?
Probably watch Netflix or play video games with my roommate, so something like that.
All right. Okay, we know a little bit more about Cameron off the field, and also we want to find out more about Joe Durham out of Fenwick High School. And, Joe, have you picked a major here at UD?
Yeah, I'm a computer science major.
Okay, and so have you gotten a chance here in this very first semester to really dig into your major, or you just kind of taking whatever is available that you could actually get into?
I'm taking one computer science class, and we just started coding, so just a little bit.
Okay, so of the classes you do have available to you right now, what's the one do you enjoy the most?
Probably that computer science
class. That coding
class.
Close?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you in the history? Are you in the same history class with Cameron? Or
no, that's next semester.
So what's your class that you're looking forward to that final exam? Not because you want to take the test, but you just want it to be final.
Calculus for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what gives Joe Durham fun away from football?
Away from football, during the week, you can usually catch me napping if I'm not at football or class. But I just like hanging out with my buddies, honestly. I can do anything, and I'll be having a good time.
All right, as long as you do the napping away from football and
exactly.
Away from class, make it a separate activity. Okay, that's a good thing there. All right, Coach, so we transition from hearing about these guys that have just taken a handful of classes to now you're going to have a group of seniors that are going to run out on that field in – regardless of what happens in these next two games, when you think of this senior group, what do you think of?
What I think of is they came in as freshmen in 2015, and they just helped us win a championship that year. And they've grown. They've grown each year. And that's what you really enjoy, Larry, to see a young man come in as a freshman and not just grow physically and in football skills, but as a person. And they have just stayed true. Last year was a tough year when they were juniors and fought through that. And I thought we had an outstanding winter and spring and summer. And this year just hasn't fallen into place in some of our games. But they've never wavered. They've stayed true. I tell you, you always fear as a coach that you'll lose them, that all at once things are just going through the motions. But I've never felt it with this group, and I know it's because of our seniors.
One of those seniors will be the Lieutenant Andy Zulli Award winner. And we talk about this every year because it bears repeating each and every year to talk about the highest honor that can be bestowed upon a University of Dayton football player. And again, for anyone new to the conversation and to these guys sitting right here, what's it mean to be Lieutenant Andy Zulli Award winner?
I tell you, what it means is that you are the ultimate team guy, that UD football is very important to you, and that you live UD football, not just on the football field, but when you're out interacting with people. You're the ultimate teammate. You're doing anything that you can for the team. You lead by example. You're great character. Your instructors talk about you. I love that when I walk across campus and they say, "Hey, Coach Chamberlain, I have Joe in my class, blah, blah, blah," and tell me how great it is to have him there. As I said, it is the ultimate UD guy. That's the way I look at it, Larry. And the hard thing is you have so many that could be that person. That's what is so hard in the selection process of the people involved, and so We try to get it to that one individual, but like I said, it gets harder each year. It seems like there's more and more worthy recipients. But the young man that'll be named this Saturday, I think, will follow the example of the others that came before him very well.
And it is kind of a who's who of Dayton football. And there again, not necessarily by what they did stats and facts-wise when they had the uniform on, but it's really become more of a who's who post-graduate. You look at a guy like Jake O'Connor and the professional career he's carved out in California. And there's some guy coaching in Oakland. John Gruden. Yeah, I think you've heard him. Yeah, yeah. Remember him.
Remember him a bit.
So, I mean, there's an Andy Zolli Award winner there.
Exactly.
But again, you know, exemplifying.
And Larry, I think what it, the way that they describe the award there at the game is these people are not necessarily the stars of the team. They're not individuals that are the great yardage makers or the defensive players or anything. They're just a team. They are the teammate for the UD football.
One home game left this season. One home game left for Flyer seniors. Cameron Specht, what are you going to do this week to make that a great senior day for your teammates?
Just go out, practice this week, do my best for those guys. I know one senior, say thank you to those guys. I mean, my freshman year in high school, David Leistring was a senior at St. X, and I mean, as a freshman in high school, you look up to those guys with wide eyes. And now, coming in my freshman year here, he's kind of taken me under his wing, and he's shown me the ropes a little bit. And I'm just going to thank him for being such a great teammate and a friend. But I'm just going to go out this week, do my best on scout team for the defensive guys, just to see them do well on their senior night.
Joe Durham, do you feel like you've got an investment in those guys who are going to be lined up out there taking their bows, so to speak?
Oh, definitely. I mean, they've done a lot for the program. We got to do our thing. They've done a lot for us, so we're going to do our thing this week and do everything we can for them because we owe it to them for sure.
All right, Coach Chamberlain, your point of emphasis this week in getting this Dayton football team ready for Morehead State
is the idea that just continue the focus, the energy that we displayed last week. Let's keep it going and build it to Saturday.
All right, Dayton hosting Morehead State Saturday, 1 o'clock kickoff. Mike Kelly and I will have the call. We'll start pregame activities at 12:30. And then next week, we shift gears to basketball. That'll be the first week of the Anthony Grant Show at Frickers. But Coach Chamberlain will be with us. He's going to come out there to Frickers on Woodman Drive to recap both that win over Morehead State, I'm a soothsayer, and then also looking ahead at the finale at Jacksonville. So we thank everyone at Milano's who has been here all season long and has helped us out, done a great job, including our engineer producer here, Griff Getz. Also, thanks to our student athletes, Cameron Specht and Joe Durham, and of course the coach, Rick Chamberlain. I'm Larry Hanskin. Have a great week, everyone, and go Flyers!